The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is End Time Headlines. We welcome you to this broadcast. We want to start out this week on this Tuesday, September 21st. First of all, while you guys are hopping on here today, I want to thank everyone for your prayers. As you know, many of you guys know that we typically start these podcast weeks out on Monday, but I have been recovering from not COVID, thank the Lord, but an upper respiratory cold. Believe it or not, there is still colds and there still is flus and there's still other viruses out there besides COVID. So, but nevertheless, it kind of had me down a little bit. I had completely lost my voice over the weekend and it was still on the ropes yesterday. So we couldn't come on here and do a full broadcast. I'm still not 100% yet. Still got some lingering residue of that. So I thank you guys for your continual prayers. And until then, we're going to keep pressing in with the Lord's help and with his grace. So today we've got a prophetic viewpoint. Today, there was a story that came out last week. We reported on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. And before we do that, for all of our viewers that are watching by podcast or listening by podcast, watching by Facebook, watching by Rumble, watching by YouTube, wherever you guys are hearing or listening from, if this is your first time, please let us know where you guys are joining us from. And if you're able to, under the comment section of whatever platform you're listening or watching from, if you're able to comment, please let us know where you guys are joining us from and that you are new to the broadcast. We always love to hear from our new viewers and listeners. So today we're going to be dealing with more technology, preparing the way for the future image of the beast mentioned in Revelation 13. As you know, we have from time to time, we have resurfaced this topic over and over again. But as we get more and more technology that comes out, that is revealed, we're going to continually bring this to the forefront. And as I was saying at the beginning of this broadcast, there was a story that came out last week, which we're going to talk about that today, that I believe was just another stepping stone leading us to the technology that I believe will be available and will be in the hands of the false prophet and the Antichrist when that event transpires that we read about in Revelation 13. So let's take a journey today for the next 20 to 30 minutes. And I want to recap on some stuff. And then we'll get you up to date to what we're talking about, especially when I talked about this. So I'm going to take a little step back and I'm going to share with something. I want to share a story that we originally talked about probably about what, 3-4 months ago when this first came out. So all of our new listeners and viewers, this may be new to you, but our regular listeners, our regular viewers, this is something we've already discussed. So just hang in there with me. I want to get you up to par or refresh you and those who have not heard this up to par. So these are actual headlines that you're reading here. And this is a giant shape-shifting statue, a giant shape-shifting statue that talks and moves could come to Phoenix, which is only one of 21 cities across the globe that could get a first look at this giant statue coming. Again, what are we talking about here? This story was first presented by multiple outlets. And I'm going to give you, I'm not going to read all this, but I want to give you some excerpts about this. A company in Ireland is preparing to bring the world's tallest moving statue to 21 cities across the world in 2021. That's this year. So they're hoping to get this thing out there and moving. And one of them is Phoenix. Now, here we are in September. As far as I know, this thing has not gone full blown yet. But what you're looking at on your screen there is a This is a replica of this thing. It's called The Giant. It is a programmable moving statue, 10 stories tall, covered with millions of LED pixels, and it, which allows it to take the form of any person or thing. The giant's arms and head can move in multiple directions and would change shape every hour as crowds gather below. This giant can also take on any image, so you could even find yourself featured if you would like. And this could be, quote, the ultimate selfie. The statue will be able and capable of singing and speaking. Again, we emphasized on our segment that we did several months ago when we first talked about this, we brought this to light and how it absolutely correlates with the image of the beast, Revelation 13, which, by the way, your Bible says will both speak and live. So let me talk about that. In Revelation 13, I'm going to pull up another image here. It's an image, a graphic, a scripture with this. And while we got this up, I'm going to read the scripture on your screen. And then I want you to look at this image below this that we're talking about here, which is a hologram, because that's going to get us into the second portion of this segment in which I want to go with. Now, this is Revelation 13, 11 through 15. This is speaking of the false prophet. He performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs in which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast. And again, that's the Antichrist, telling those, who's telling them? The false prophet tells those who dwell on the earth, that's the people, that's civilization, to make an image. And again, I want to tell you the word image here is iconai or icon. He will make an image or an icon to, and it's exactly alluding to this in the story that we just read, talking about this giant statue called the giant, which will be able to, remember, it will be able to shape itself into whatever your favorite celebrity is, whoever your president is, whoever your leader is, or whoever you want it to, and it will speak and move. So this is an absolute picture of this. We'll make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power. Again, this is the false prophet. And the word power here is to give, to provide supply, or to give over, to give breath to the image of the beast. The word breath here is the same connotation as when we get to where we are in the book of Genesis, where it talks about God breathe into man, breathe the breath of life. And it's the same connotation, air, spirit, soul. So again, we see it's a counterfeit process, the same way that God took dust of the earth, formed man and breathed the breath of life into it and created man out of his own image. Satan will attempt to perform a counterfeit. He will cause the false prophet, who will convince the people of the earth to create an icon or an image that will replicate, that will be in celebration of or worship of the beast or the Antichrist. And the false prophet will be given supernatural power from God, no, from Satan, to be able to perform lying signs and wonders, even to the point where he will be able to somehow create life into this image that it will be able to, it will have the capability to both speak and live. It's my opinion that it will be a mixture of the technology that will be available at the time of this event and demonic power. Let me say that again. I believe it will be a mixture of, or a marriage of, if you would, technology that will be present at that time and demonic power that will converge together to be able to perform what we read about in Revelation 13, 11 through 15. Now I want to show you another headline. This is going to get you up to date with what we wanted to go with today. Now, this is present tense. I took you back, showed you some stuff a few months ago that is in the works. And now I want to show you yet what I believe is another stepping stone to the technology, again, that will be available, I believe, in the future when this event in Revelation 13 takes place. Look at this headline. We created holograms you can touch that you will be able to soon shake a virtual colleague's hand. Who's we? The professor of electronics and nano engineering, University of Glasgow, who also did a piece from Futurism, talked about new technology, which is going to be a realistic 3D holographic projection of a complete environment that you will be able to interact with and even be able to touch. So I'm going to pull this back again. So I'm going to talk to you for just a second. According to this article, it talks about the it compares this to the TV series show called Star Trek, The Next Generation, which introduced millions of people to the idea of a holodeck, which was an immersive, realistic 3D holographic projection of a complete environment that, again, that you could both interact with and even touch. Now, in the 21st century, holograms are already being used in a variety of ways, such as medical systems, education, art, security, and defense. Scientists are still developing ways to use lasers, modern digital processors, and motion sensing technologies to, quote, create several different types of holograms, which could change the way we interact. According to this piece from Futurism and other sources, multiple individuals working at the University of Glasgow, Bendable Electronics and Sensing Technologies Research Group, have now developed a system of holograms of people using what they call aerohaptics. Aerohaptics, listen to this, creating feelings of touch with jets of air. These jets of air deliver a sensation of touch on people's fingers, hands, and wrists. According to the piece, it said in time, this could be developed to allow you to meet a virtual avatar of an individual on the other side of the world and really feel their handshake. So in other words, you could verbally and physically interact with an individual through a hologram all the way on the other side of the world, and you could reach out and touch them and feel their handshake and interact with them through speech and physical touch. Now remember, the image of the beast, Revelation 13, will have the capability to both speak and live. In other words, live, meaning it can move, it can interact, it can have some type of emotion. The Bible says it will cause both, it will cause all to worship the image. According to this article, This is a step beyond the current generation of virtual reality. Controlling a virtual object doesn't give the feeling that you would experience when two people touch. The addition of an artificial touch sensation can deliver the additional dimension without having to wear gloves to feel objects, and so feels so much more natural. According to the article, it went on to say that the capability to modify the temperature of the airflow to allow users to feel hot or cold surfaces will also be available. Quote, we are also exploring the possibility of adding senses to the airflow depending on the illusion of virtual objects by allowing users to smell as well as touch them. Guys, let me read on. This technology will allow more convincing teleconferences to take place. It could also help clinics to collaborate on treatments for patients and make patients feel more involved and inform the process. Now, again, I'm going to close with this today. As always, this kind of technology sounds real good on an innocent general basis. It could be good in the medical field. It could be good with teleconferences. It could be good with virtual schools and education. It could be good with communicating with relatives that are out of state or out of town or overseas. We could see the good of the technology, but as always, I want to emphasize something to you, and that is, A, we know according to Bible prophecy, there is coming a technology that will be available in the time of the end that will be in the hands of two dictators that will be on the side of Satan, the false prophet, and the Antichrist. The technology that will be in their possession, they will be able to, according to Revelation 13, they will be able to control the masses through buying, selling, and trading. And B, they will be able to use whatever this technology is, and through demonic supernatural powers, they will be able to perform deceiving, lying signs and wonders to deceive the masses and cause all rich, free, poor, or bond, slave, and free to worship the image and the system of the beast. So I remind you of that. So right now, present tense, this seems like a good thing. It seems like it's harmless. But what happens when what is meant for good ends up into the wrong hands and is used as evil? We could see where if this technology, again, let me go back to the story we talked about, this giant, this statue. Could you imagine if Hitler was around when that technology was created? This man could stand up and he could communicate to 21 cities virtually by hologram, speaking and spewing his propaganda. And again, it is of my opinion that we, present tense 2021, are seeing more and more technology and these creations of these, of what we're seeing here, that is going to eventually be the stepping stones that is preparing humanity and society for the full release and unveiling of what we read about and what we have read about for thousands of years that has been penned in the pages of the revelation of John in the book of Revelation, Revelation 13, what, again, dealing with the Antichrist and the false prophet and the system in which they will use to carry out their sinister plans that has been foretold and prophesied in the book. So again, this is End Time Headlines, guys. Again, don't forget to share this. If you like eschatology and you know friends that like eschatology, you have people in your church that love this kind of teaching, end time teaching. Eschatology is a big theological term for end times, the study of end times. If your family enjoys this, your friends enjoy this, your church family enjoys this, your neighbors, your coworkers, don't forget to share this message. Share it with them on YouTube, on Rumble, on Facebook, on podcasts, wherever they may get this from whatever platform they're on. And again, if you would like more information about our ministry or want to know what we're sharing, what other stories we're sharing, more podcasts like this, don't forget to download our free app. You can do that at the Apple Store, the Play Store, from Google. Go on there. If you're watching by Facebook Live or if you're watching on the Rumble or YouTube platform, right there in the description, there's going to be a link where it says free app. There's a link. Just click on that link. It's going to take you to the page. And whether you're an Apple user, an Android user, you just click on the link, relates to you and whatever platform you desire, get that app, get it into your hands. You're going to get our podcast. You're going to be able to listen. You're going to be able to watch. You're going to get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Of course, you can subscribe to our email digest too at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Go to the website, click on subscribe, and you can do that as well. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. If you have not yet, become a monthly partner, monthly supporter. We want you to pray about if this ministry is a continually weekly basis blessing to you. It blesses you with information, revelation, transformation, knowledge, understanding of the times and seasons in which we're in. It encourages you, it equips you. We want to give you the opportunity to do that, pray about it. And you could do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app, through the main website, or you can give by check or money order by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia. And again, that's 30655. As always, guys, we thank you so much for taking the time out today to hop it onto the broadcast. Listen, we're going to sign off for today. We'll be back on tomorrow, and then we're going to take off Thursday. We'll be back on one more time on Friday to close out this week's week of podcasts. So, again, don't forget to hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're on, or the follow, or whatever, again, depending on whatever platform that you're watching or listening from. And as always, we love you. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. God bless, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.